Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, the art exhibition and event scene, like many other industries, has been put on pause over the past 2 years as a result of the pandemic. But, like others, it's had to find ways to adapt and move forward. SEA Focus 2022 is a showcase of contemporary art from Southeast Asia. It takes place from the 15th to the 23rd of January this year. I went down to the exhibition to speak with Emmy Yu, who is the project director of SEA Focus and executive director of STPI, to find out how this year's event has adapted with the aid of virtual viewings. I'll also get her take on industry trends such as NFTs. Well, Emmy, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Oh, you're welcome, Rachel. Happy New Year. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too, and Happy New Year, and happy start to the new year in the art world. We're here at SEA Focus 2022. Perhaps you can start off by telling us what exactly is the focus this year.
SEA Focus, this is our fourth iteration. We started this project in 2019 as the first one, and so first two editions were held in Gilman Barracks, for those who may remember. And last year, 2020, just before COVID became so rampant, we were able to move to this Helitrans art space in Tanjung Pagar District Park, and we started to have more curated platform than previous ones. And now this year, we're very happy to be here together with Singapore Art Museum and other private galleries in this building. So this area is becoming really buzzy with art.
That's great. And maybe you can tell us about some of the artists that you've got on show this year for SEA 2022.
So SEA Focus is a slightly different format as an art fair, as where all the gallery participating galleries have booths, but this is much more curated by a curator that we work with. And this year we have 24 galleries from around the region, and one from Berlin, Neuge Rimschneider, the only non-Southeast Asia base or Asia base. So each gallery is presenting the works by their own artists. So we have about 50 artists being presented here, represented here by 24 galleries, and about 165 works in total. So there's really a lot to see in this small space. And SEA Focus is really bringing attention to the works and artists of Southeast Asia, and hence called SEA Focus. And this year, our theme is Chance Constellation. So the layout in the exhibition area is in, we have about 6 to 7 small islands together with a perimeter wall. So we are able to kind of curate in a way that one has to meander and work through to discover these works of art.
That's interesting. And, you know, speaking of regional artists that you've got on show today, perhaps you can share with us some of the local Singapore artists that you have here at SEA Focus.
When we talk about Singapore art and artists, actually, we out of 24 galleries, we have 7 galleries that are originally from Singapore, in addition to those galleries from Japan, Australia, and Korea, who have their outposts here. So we have quite a healthy mix of galleries from the region. Instead of focusing on actual, like, specific artists, what is really interesting is that our Singapore artists are not only working with galleries from Singapore, but they're also working with galleries that are outside of Singapore, and vice versa. There are galleries from Japan and Korea who are working with artists either from Thailand or Singapore. And I think this kind of mixture of different representation and working relationship that you can find when you come to SEA Focus is kind of testament to the fact that this region gallery landscape is not kind of bind or constricted to the locale and the artists from that region. Of course, when you see here, we will see quite a number of Singapore artists being presented by various galleries, from paintings to mixed media on the wall or sculptural work. So I really highly encourage people who are in Singapore who can make time to come over, please do come, because there's really a lot to discover and see.
And perhaps you can tell me then, you mentioned earlier about the last time in early 2020, just before COVID-19 really hit, was the last time you had C-Focus. What impact has the pandemic had on the industry, would you say, and perhaps buying trends as well?
I mean, that is a real huge question, Rachel, and I think those who are listening who are familiar with this art buying or in the arts community will all know and have felt that the COVID really threw us into the deep end for the arts, especially because when we're talking about buying art or appreciating art, it was always done in person, and never did we ever imagine things can be done otherwise. I mean, especially for performances and performing arts, it's really much more difficult. I mean, can you imagine? But now into second to going into third year of this kind of, you know, challenging times for the arts, I think people have responded very quickly, especially people in the arts and people like us. For us to pivot onto the digital platform, it was a very steep learning curve, but we were very agile to adapt to this. And we're trying to be, I think we're trying to bring as much as we can onto the digital platform. I just finished this morning a virtual tour for Art Basel VIPs. And I think to do something like of that sort, to do a tour for those who are not in Singapore and still be able to kind of get the feel and the scale and the environment that we are in and to see the artworks, I think it's about getting accustomed to it. And of course, it'll take time. It is not going to be easy to always rely on the screen to know exactly how this artwork is. I have had instances where some of our collectors who have bought artworks over the digital platform, especially the time when the COVID first hit last year, a lot of galleries were really having difficulties, especially small galleries. And so patrons and collectors who wanted to help them, they have bought works through the digital platform, only to find out when they received the artwork wasn't exactly what they were thinking and exactly the place where they were going to put it. But I think it's something like, you know, when you're starting to buy your clothes or your shoes on, you know, those e-commerce platforms, until you get used to it and comfortable and you know the sizing and everything and the colors and how it looks, I think it's just, it takes time. But I know that in the art world, I'm not a really e-commerce person, so I can't really say for it, but to buy art online, one would definitely know the art or artist that they're buying and they're familiar with. So there's a lot more security and confidence in that.
And that's it as well, isn't it? When you're buying art, it's quite different because often there's an emotional connection that you may feel with a piece if you're not familiar with the artist or the region or the gallery in particular. So that said, I mean, now that we've seen COVID-19 perhaps, as you mentioned, expand audiences online virtually, how have you seen other trends such as perhaps younger buyers, millennials, have they creeped into the market at a faster pace? Would you say a lot of people have been staying at home, they haven't had time to travel, maybe they're looking at alternative investments, alternative interests?
Actually, what COVID has done in terms of growth of the art buyers, I would say in the last 2 years, it's not necessarily the younger or millennials, but those who are very much interested in the digital platform or digital medium. So because when I look at the trend or the market in the last 5 years, I would say the last six to seven years, I've seen the growth of younger generation of art buyers who are really interested and who really wanted to know more about this rise of contemporary art from the West, particularly, and how that is being influenced to wherever they are living. But COVID-wide, COVID period, I see that there's a tremendous increase in buyers who are very, very comfortable, who can navigate the cyberspace very well, and also who's in the know of the whole, I mean, I'm very careful to say this, but whole the crypto-related market where some type of art works are being transacted. So I think that's the difference, not necessarily the age-wise young, but it's like the new entrance to buying art online.
And when we talk about that, of course, we've got to talk about non-fungible tokens. What are your thoughts on NFTs and how it's perhaps shaking up the art world here in Southeast Asia?
I first heard of this word blockchain, I think about 4 or 5 years ago. And at that time, I think it was really not so prevalent as now, of course. And this NFT, the very phrase, non-fungible token, is something that now everybody's familiar with. But I must confess, I don't understand it so well in complexities of it. Myself personally, in fact, we have a gallery from Korea and Singapore, the Columns Gallery. The presentation is entirely of NFT artworks by young Singapore artists here, and we have our show partner Tezos, who is actually sharing their expertise with people who are coming here. But my own personal take on NFTs, just because I really don't understand it very much, so I'm a little bit cautious on how this affects the market. But I know that it has made such a huge ripple through the entire international art market. And we just have to see. I just think that it is something that came up so fast, but be consistent, and the staying power of it, this whole, is it going to be a trend, is it going to be something that is going to be here, or how is it going to evolve? Because art, when you look at the history of art, any medium has taken quite a long time to develop and evolve and to become what we know today. So NFT, digital art, all these things, we'll have to see. Time will tell.
That's right. And with more discussions around NFTs and, you know, even the metaverse, perhaps we could see C-Focus in the metaverse in a few years' time.
I would not put it aside. I'm sure I have to come to, you know, I have to face it. So I know I will have to get there.
Okay. Well, Emmy, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you for inviting me. Thank you very much, Rachel.
That was Emmy Yu, Project Director of SEA Focus and Executive Director of STPI, speaking at this year's SEA Focus 2022, a showcase of contemporary art for Southeast Asia. I'm Rachel Kelly. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.